Hello everyone, thank you for joining us today on Exploring Hopes and Fears. If you don't know me, hi, my name is Quinzel, and I am a student from Portola High School. You can call me Quinn if you want to, whichever you feel more comfortable with. Anyways, today I'm going to be continuing talking about cloning, which is a hot topic that has been viral throughout the internet for years. And I believe that many of you guys were curious about it too, just as I am. So, today we're going to do a short introduction on cloning first, and then we're going to be answering some of the questions that you guys asked about cloning from our last episode. And lastly, it will be our official story time. Woohoo! So yeah, you can just go grab your coffee. Grab your snacks, sit down, relax, enjoy this time, and I hope you will learn something today. Anyways, some of you were not on our last episode might wonder, what is cloning? Well, according to Wikipedia, cloning is the process of producing individuals with identical or virtually identical DNA. Either naturally or artificially. And in easy words, cloning is just making a copy of someone's DNA or their genetic makeup. However, cloning has yet become a common thing in today's society. As far as anyone knows, scientists have yet to clone a human being, but there are animals that were being cloned in the past years, such as the first cloned animal, Dolly the sheep. Which we'll talk about that story later. So, without further ado, let's answer some of the questions that I got from our audiences in the last episode. And maybe there's one that you wanted to ask as well. Alrighty, the questions are here, hot and fresh, and I can't wait to answer them all. So, our first question from our audience is, do you think it is possible that we'll have our first cloned human being in the future? Well, that's a frequently asked question that I heard from a lot of people. And actually, there have been news that address that the researchers have used cloning to make human embryos for the purpose of producing stem cells. That may have people wondering if it would ever be possible to clone a person. And my answer is, technically, yes. Even though it would be unethical, it is likely possible to clone a human being. But even putting the ethics aside, the sheer amount of resources needed to do it is a significant barrier. So we'll see what happens next. Moving on to our next question. What are the benefits and problems about cloning that we might have if human cloning do happens and becomes common in our society? First, let's talk about the benefits. If human cloning is possible, then I think it would be so friendly to our infertile people and our LGBT couples, which means that they would have their own children made from their cloned cells that carries the same gene. The other benefit that we could possibly get from exploring human cloning is that organs or tissues could be cloned and replaced. This will be so much helpful for the ones who get a bad disease or cancer that needs to be replaced an organ immediately from the body. However, the problems are more likely due to moral and ethical issues. According to some research, human cloning will risk the possibility of faster aging. as older cells are often used to create human clones, it is possible that their imprinted age could be adopted by the growing embryos, which can then create more premature aging issues and potentially even premature death. That was a long one, but I'm really happy to answer that, and I hope you learned something from it. Okay, our last question. How would human cloning shape our society if it becomes common? Would that be in a good way or in a bad way? Well, there isn't really a good or bad thing, I would say. It is more likely that we would probably not be getting really used to it and be familiar with it, this new technology. As far as I know, our society will become even more variety and inclusivity than before if human cloning is becoming common within our society. Unfortunately, that was our last question from today, but feel free to ask any questions that you have. It could be your concerns, it could be even be something that, like, how are you doing? And I would love to see you guys and answer your questions on our next episode. Finally, it is our tea time. Story time. So today, since we're talking about cloning, as we mentioned before, we're going to share a story with you about our very first clone animal that was successfully created 22 years ago, Dolly the sheep. July 5th, 1996. After a Scottish blackface sheep surrogate mother gave birth to Dolly at Rosslyn Institute, part of the University of Edinburgh, cloned from a 6-year-old Dorset sheep, scientists analyzed her DNA at her first birthday and discovered that the telomeres at the end of her DNA strands were shorter than they could be for her age. Remember when we were talking about the benefits about human cloning that will shorten your age? Same thing happened on Dolly. As animals and humans age, these telomeres become shorter, and the average age for sheep runs between 6 to 12 years. Dolly died when she was 6, and though she had shortened telomeres, she lived an average life and produced multiple offspring through natural methods, but she also developed diseases in her later years. Okay, that is all for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Just be happy, stay healthy, and stay at home during this special time. We all know that we could get through it together, and I'll see you on our next episode. Bye!